B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's 5 o'clock. It's the Mike Missinelli Show on General Knowledge Wednesday, where every caller that gets a question correct will receive a $100 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken. All right, so the Phillies play Atlanta tonight. The lineup is in. And guess who's out of the lineup?
Who's out?
The second baseman.
Oh.
Might need a day.
Kingery's out tonight.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny because I get a couple emails. I said a little earlier about Kingery right now is jumping at the baseball. And a couple emails said, what do you mean by jumping at the baseball? Well, jumping at the baseball means you're starting your swing because you're too anxious and you're starting your swing too early. So when your bat crosses the plate, you're catching the ball before it's at the middle of home plate. And when you do that, your bat is at an angle. So the only thing you're going to do is not get the fat part of the bat on it, and you're going to usually roll over ground balls. He's hitting a lot of ground balls to the left side. And that's because his bat, he's too anxious, his bat is at an angle. So if you wait one more count, your bat is flat level, and you're catching the ball right over the plate, and that's where you're getting the barrel of the bat on it. That's what he's doing.
And you said that's fixable, so maybe a day.
It's a mental thing. You just got to wait. You're telling yourself, wait. You know, you're waiting. You just have to wait a half a count longer.
Right.
Now, you'd rather be almost late than early, because late, at least, you'd be able to barrel a late swing to right field and hit it hard. But when your bat is in an angle and you've already committed, you're only going to roll over a ground ball to the left side. So that's what he was doing.
So the next time he plays, if he was hitting, let's say, a foul ball down the right field line,
that's fine.
That would be better than what he's
doing.
Because
he's waiting on it.
Gotcha.
Yes. All right. So there again, it's Kyle Wright tonight. And Kyle Wright is a right-hander. He's kind of why his first outing was wild. Walked four, gave up 5 hits and 3 1/3, I think. So the only thing is the Phillies have Velasquez going. I don't know how to call this, but Vegas has the Atlanta Braves as a slight favorite this game.
Yeah, it can go either way.
Yeah.
All
right, so your lineup is McCutchen is leading off. He's your DH tonight. Hoskins still in a two-hole. Trying to get him at bats, I guess. Harper, Realmuto, Gregorius. Segura's playing second base tonight. Jay Bruce is in the outfield and left.
Yeah.
Walker's going to play third.
Walker's playing, I think he's playing second.
He's playing second, so Segura will stay at third?
Yeah, let me
So Walker played third last night. Then I'm moving to second, have Segura back at third?
Let me double check. Walker's at second.
All right, so Segura will play third. Yeah. And your boy's back in the lineup, hit ninth.
Well,
Haseley.
Quinn got picked off. I wonder if that made him mad.
Well, the right-hander usually going with Haseley against the right-hander.
And he's been hitting the ball well anyway.
Yeah, I was mentioning to you yesterday, Roman Quinn came up. His bat looks like it's bigger than him.
That's a huge bat.
It's ridiculous, first of all. Like, I mean, he struggles to hit the ball anyway. That's big lumber he's taking up. Look at this. Next time Roman Quinn comes up, look at the size of the bat he's swinging.
He overswings sometimes, too. What's it with him? Obviously, he needs to hit it on the ground because he's not J-Roll. J-Roll used to be able to hit home runs. Mm-hmm. Quinn can't.
No.
Why is he taking those big hacks when he has to hit it on the ground, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I know it's all launch angle, but this guy can't. He takes these. When he misses huge. Yeah, like he's swinging out of his shoes.
I was stunned by it. He's about 140 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
5'7". I swear to God, his bat comes up to his waist. That's how long that bat is. All right, let's go. Bobito in West Philly. What's up, Bobito?
Hey, what's up, Mike, Ty, Natalie? How you doing?
What's going on, Bobito?
Not much. I got a Flyers guy I want to throw at you real quick. Boxcar Hospedar.
Yeah, he was a fighter, though. I mean, he was infamous for his fighter. He wasn't obscure.
I believe he was the only guy to start a fight before the game started.
Yeah, he was great. I loved Eddie. I know him very well. He lives in the area.
He's
a good guy. Yeah, good man. But he was famous for his fighting ability.
Yeah. I actually wanted to ask Be West if he still talked to Trotter, because Trotter's son and Harrison, Marvin Harrison's son, were set to have an amazing season at my alma mater at St. Joe's.
Yeah, they transfer, right, to Florida? Didn't they?
What? Did they?
I thought they did. Maybe not. Maybe not.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought they went to the IMG Academy, but maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. But I heard they canceled high school sports. But anyways, wanted to talk Sixers. Do you know, did they announce who the starter is tonight? Or is it Horford?
First of all, they didn't cancel. Governor Wolf is recommending that they cancel high school sports. So I don't know what the status is, right? Is that what's going on there now, right?
Yeah, so he recommended it, but the PIAA is now reevaluating for another 2 weeks to try and decide if they could implement some sort of something in place just to keep the kids.
Yeah, it's just a recommendation
at
this point.
Yeah, cuz I know my school was set to have one of the best seasons ever.
But
about the Sixers. Do you know, did they announce who the last starter is for Simmons? If it's Matisse or Horford?
I don't know who's going to. Oh, it's going to be Horford. Horford back in the starting lineup tonight.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, who do you want at this point? What's the difference?
Matisse.
Matisse in there? Well, we'll see how it goes with Horford. I think that's a good call.
I want to see him dominate again while Ben's out.
Yeah, I get it. But here's the thing. Here's the upside. If Horford plays well in this spot and you have Ben come back, Ben assumes the one, you can put Horford back in the starting lineup.
I don't think all three of them can be on the court at the same time.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Do you like
a general knowledge question here, bro?
I'll give it a shot.
Shakespeare quotes.
Oh, God.
Wow, come on. This is from Richard III. Now is the blank of our discontent.
Height.
No. Sorry. It's the winter of our discontent. Let's go, Lee in Schwenksville. Lee, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lee. Hello, hey, Lee. What's going on?
So, it's more of a question, but Spencer Howard, if he came in and played, I know there's like the Super 2 free agent situation. How does that work with the current season? How does minor league players service time play into this whole thing?
You're talking about the two young kids? You're talking about Spencer Howard and Boehm?
Yeah, they've
passed it already. It's been six games.
So they're
fine as far as a service year. They don't count as a service year.
Okay, so why are they not playing?
They're going to be Sunday. He's going to probably be the starting pitcher.
Is he already lined up? Is that what's the situation?
Yeah, they haven't announced a starting pitcher yet, but it's got to be him. I'm thinking they wouldn't announce it to put extra pressure, media pressure, the whole thing. So they're probably I would think it's 95% that he's going to be the starter on Sunday.
And if the season was a regular season and Spencer Howard didn't start on a regular season, opening day or fifth start or whatever it would be, I would have a big problem. Last year the Mets started Alonso and he set a rookie record, right? The Phillies need to be less concerned about.
It's a business to them, bro. You know that, right? It's not a business to us, so we go, yeah, start it. But
they want
an extra year of control with these guys. That's important to these organizations.
That's what I'm saying, though. Alonso, they actually bit the bullet and they started him and look what he did.
I get it. I would be on your side more than their side. So
yeah.
All right, man. General knowledge question for you.
Let's do it.
U.S. general knowledge for $100 gift card to Jasper's Backyard. All right. Let's go with this one here. What restaurant, famous for its never-ending pasta bowl, has been satirically described as the fanciest restaurant you can go to wearing sweatpants?
Olive Garden?
That's correct. Yes. Oh, there's a $100 gift card to Jasper's going out the window. Olive Garden.
I prefer Jasper's.
Look, I don't mind the Olive Garden.
It's the never-ending pasta bowl, bro.
I don't have
Olive Garden. Yeah, you're solid. Not in?
I will say there's a couple items.
Olive Garden's solid?
Yeah, that's a nice little. Well, growing up, it was great.
Yeah, this is.
I know you're going to say it. You're begging me to call you.
Oh my God.
You have the breadsticks with the Alfredo dipping sauce.
Oh, good Lord.
Salad, the zuppa Toscana. It's all good.
I will say, their salad is usually always good.
Yes,
the salad's almost always good, and I don't get all the traditional Italian things. I'm getting their take on the mozzarella stick. What's that mozzarella triangles that they do there?
Oh, they call it like the fried mozzarella, right?
Yeah, I eat that. That's not really like, I'm not there eating gnocchi.
Mike's going to fall out of his chair.
Well, Mike's not allowed to go in those places.
I shouldn't have said anything because I know that it's just like... Just piles onto my Medigon-ness.
Hey, Miguel. Miguel, you working with the Medigons. You go into an Olive Garden and you get a ketchup and egg noodles.
That's not true. It's fine.
Yeah, it's true. All right. It's not for me.
Many an important event in young Nat's life ended at the Olive Garden.
Well,
eighth grade graduation.
Hey, it's worth it for the never-ending pasta bowl.
That's right.
All right? Let's go to Jeff and Ambler. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
What's up, Jeff?
Not much. Hey, if you're the Phillies, how long do you go with Hoskins?
Well, I don't know. You got a replacement?
No.
Unless you want to take the shot with Boehm, if he continues to struggle, you don't have a lot of time. If you want to give, I don't think they think Boehm is ready for an everyday
job. I mean, they
job,
can't go the whole year with Reese, can they?
Well, they're hoping he just gets out of it. The only way he's going to get out of it is get more at-bats. I mean, I don't know. There's going to come a point in time where they're going to have to bench him.
Okay. I agree. He's struggling, man.
He looks like he believes he can't hit, and I don't know if that's an easy fix.
No, it's mental.
Yep.
It's mental. I had two bust-out flyers for you, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love these. Lindsey Carson.
That's a good one. Lindsey Carson's a good one.
How about Mo Mantha?
Mo Mantha's a pretty good one, too. How about this one? Mark Lamb.
I remember him.
He was on the same team of Robbie DiMaio. It was like the Smurfs.
And when I was between Lindsey Carson and Rob DiMaio.
Yeah, Rob DiMaio, Lamer. Lamer was played the same time as DiMaio.
Yes, can I give you another quick list?
Yes, go ahead.
But worst first round draft picks, Eagles history.
Who is it?
John Harris, number five.
I was just ready to say John Harris from Virginia.
Danny Watkins, number four.
Yeah, not bad.
Mike Mamola.
Yeah.
Kevin Allen?
Kevin Allen was good. Michael Haddix. Yeah, that's not a bad list. All right, man. Okay. Here's your general knowledge question.
Go ahead.
NBA, top 10 league leaders of the 2010 decade. Free throw percentage. Give me two of the top three highest free throw percentages in this decade. All three of them still in the league.
Steph Curry?
That's number one. You get one more.
God darn it.
They're both white.
Of course. I can't think of one.
Oh, so close. Tyrone.
You said in the decade?
In the decade. Still playing.
Both of them are still playing?
Both of them are still playing.
No, that's a funny list.
Two white dudes.
No, because they couldn't have played that long then.
The decade.
Right, but they didn't play that whole decade.
Well,
that's probably
it's
just
the
a
highest
couple of
percentage
years.
In the decade.
Yeah. So see, it's not
a couple of years. These are both long time players. They have played every year in this decade.
They play every year in the decade.
Yes.
It's Curry. It's not Clay, because you said he's white guys.
White.
Nah, I don't know.
Well, it's one of your favorite players who played here.
Who?
Actually, one just retired. I'm sorry. One retired. He played last year. So he's a fresh retiree.
Well, is Korver on the list?
Nope.
Korver's not on the list.
J.J. Redick.
Yeah, I hate
that. And Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk, all right, now that makes sense. There's no way these other guys lasted long enough.
After that, Damian Lillard.
Okay.
Kevin Martin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul. Jamal Crawford. Kyrie Irving. And Isaiah Thomas at the top 10.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Some's not.
Well, who are you thinking?
Korver should be, has to be above some of those guys. He has to be.
I don't know. Maybe it's you have to play a certain amount of minutes. I don't know. But yeah. He's not on the list.
That's odd. Hmm. All right.
All right, let's go to Mike and Bluebell. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, Mikey Mitch, what's up?
What's going on, Mike?
First time I've called in and talked to you, but I listen to you all the time, and my wife likes you too, so it's nice to be talking.
Ah, that's very nice. Say hello to your wife for me.
Yeah, well, sometimes I watch you on 576 on the TV.
Beautiful.
Tyrone's great too. Tyrone, you're real good.
Awesome. That 576 means you probably must have Fios.
Yeah, you know it. I got that Fios connection.
Yeah, I hear you. But we're broadcasting in the Xfinity studio only from Comcast.
Yeah, you guys are like all over the place.
All right, go ahead.
So my question was, and maybe I can comment on this too, but I'm just trying to look for a silver lining here with Simmons being out. I'm not sure how long. I don't think it's for months, right? But it's also not for just a few days.
I don't think he'll play until the playoffs. And I don't even know if they're ready to go with him at the start of the playoffs. We shall see.
Yeah, because they're coming pretty soon. And so
yeah.
If we have to do the first series without Simmons, I'm trying to find some positivity here and be like, can we be better without him? And
well, here's the thing. The first series is against Miami. They like the zone a little bit. Mainly, one of the reasons is because that wards off Ben from getting to the basket. So, I don't know, maybe adding another shooter on the floor against the Heat would actually work. I'm looking for silver linings. You wanted a silver lining. There it is.
I just feel like sometimes Embiid and Simmons, we need Simmons. We're better with him.
Oh, there's
but
no
I
question.
Feel like Embiid can sometimes step it up even more when he's like the true alpha dog. And
well, he's going to have to go 45 then.
Yeah.
He's got flip. Then he better give me 45.
And then I feel like sometimes when Simmons is on the floor, you know how like Jordan closed the games out, Kobe Bryant closed the LeBron mm-hmm. can close the games out. We always like, who's going to take the last shot with 5 seconds left? I feel like, is it going to be Simmons? Is it going to be Toby?
It's never going to be Simmons.
To the basket?
It's never going to be Simmons.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm like, with Simmons is always on the floor. He's in the,
well, I mean, he's on the floor because maybe he can
left.
Deliver a nice pass to somebody who can make
a
shot. I think you're overthinking it that they may be better off without him. So, yeah, don't overthink it. All right, man, here's your general knowledge question. $100 gift card, Jasper's Backyard, Kosh Hawkins. Shakespearean quotes. Oh, Romeo, Romeo. Blank art thou, Romeo.
Where art thou, Romeo?
Not a complete enough answer. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, blank art thou, Romeo.
Oh, where art thou, Romeo?
Oh, no, sorry. You got to get it exactly correct. Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Yeah.
That was easy.
He was there.
He was right there.
He
said,
right
where?
There.
He forgot the four.
He's like, I'm right here.
You know, Shakespeare, you know, we have to add an English type of wherefore.
Yeah. I mean, Romeo was there. He just happened to be waiting under the balcony.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're correct. He was. He was in the vicinity. Yes.
He's like, wherefore out there? And he's like, hey.
That's great. Yo.
Yo.
Here I am.
Yo, Juliet.
Greg in Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Greg.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about baseball, but first, is Kevin Hayes the least flashy puck handler that you've ever seen? I mean, most of the time the real good puck handlers are kind of flashy and, you know, more of a Gretzky or a, a different kind of physique, but he just gets the job done.
Good player. Good solid player.
Yeah, it's great. I love to watch him. You know, it's like he goes to a pile and
yeah.
he comes up the other end with the puck.
He's a glue man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Every time I see the Yankees, it seems like half the team is Dominican. Did Steinbrenner buy that freaking island? I mean, they seem to be able to.
That's the benefit of scouts, man. They find players like that. That's why I've volunteered. They haven't taken me up on it. I told them I spent 3 years of my life trying to find the next guy, and nobody calls. I don't get it.
The Phillies scouts. Passports not working the island or something.
Well, the ones that are working it aren't coming up big, that's for sure.
Are they not putting enough money into it? Is that what it is?
I think they have upgraded it, and they're putting a lot more emphasis on it. They just haven't uncovered the gem.
Yeah, I mean, I just have a feeling Yankees got a machine going down there.
They do.
You know,
Yankees find players, man. I got to give them credit. They find players.
Yeah, they do. The Phils could use a few of them.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, it's your lucky day, Greg.
Yeah?
$100 gift card to Jaspers. And here's the question from the general knowledge category.
Okay.
Who raised eyebrows when he admitted to committing adultery, quote, in his heart, in a 1976 interview with Playboy? He committed adultery, quote, in his heart, in the Playboy interview in 1976.
And what category is this?
This is a general knowledge.
Oh.
You want a hint? He was a president.
Well, it's got to be Clinton, then.
It's not Clinton. 76. Come on. 76. It was Jimmy Carter. That's why it was such a shock. He was a religious peanut man.
Now think about where we've come to, where that was shocking.
Yes, that's correct.
And be shocking
now. It was shocking because he was so vanilla and, you know, so biblical.
But as you've told me many times, that's undefeated.
It is undefeated, but it was only in his heart, man.
Right.
See, in his heart. So he's trying to tell you that I was more human. He says, is this before you got elected, right? Or was this before you got elected? He got elected in 76, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so was this on the campaign trail that he said this?
I don't know.
Must have.
I remember vaguely that it was a shock. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Coming down home stretch. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 5:30 on the Mike Missinelli Show on a Friday. Looks like the rain is coming our way. Apparently rain in the south area here.
Oh.
It's raining right now in Avondale.
Oh.
Thunderstorms.
I don't know where that is.
Avondale is getting towards south, towards Maryland area.
Oh, it's far.
Delaware. Okay. Down in that area. So it's coming up.
All right.
So 90% chance of rain at 6 o'clock here. All right. Anyway, it's time to get a final numbers on our Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and his sons. If you're looking for new outdoor power equipment, check out Paul B. Moyer and Sons because they have it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown, PA. Now, what do the final numbers say?
Thanks, Mike. Over 800 votes on this one today. Some NHL coaches are suggesting the round-robin teams are not playing hard. Do you think that is a factor in the Flyers winning? 17% say yes. 83% say no.
All righty. Let's get as many calls as we can in today. We have sound off today. We are going overtime today, by the way. We are extending beyond 6 o'clock today.
Yes.
That's right, because we're leading you in to a Sixers pregame show.
Yes, on the radio side.
On the radio side.
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll be on the radio. So TV will get off at our regular time.
Yep.
And we'll extend radio. So we'll have some calls, actually, that we can take in the first 15 minutes of the 6 o'clock hour.
Right, so that's chance, still chance to win a $100 gift card from Jasper's Backyard at Conshohocken after Salvo.
There you go. So it's not ending this hour. Giving you overtime. All right, let's go Jeremy in Philadelphia. Jeremy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeremy.
Yeah, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Jeremy? How you doing?
Yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts on JVR right now. Because he's kind of on the bubble as a $7 million a year player. I mean, salary aside, he's a good player. He's a solid veteran. I'm just wondering whether you think that he should be on the outs and whether bringing someone like a Connor Bunneman up and playing him over JVR is worth it, or whether you're better off having him. And if he's not playing because naturally he would fit into that third line spot and they're just buzzing up and down.
No, I don't think it is worth it to play a guy like Connor Bunneman. I think this is a message benching. I think Vigneault knows he needs JVR to play both ends, and he hasn't been. So he's trying to send a message, and he would rather go to war with that type of player who's been in the league for a while rather than risk another younger player. So I think this is a message to rehabilitate JVR. We'll see if it works.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, and actually, I have an obscure flyer for you, too.
Oh, okay, guys.
I have an obscure stuff, but what about Lou Angotti?
Oh, that's way back in the day, man. He was a captain. He was the first captain. He can't be obscure. The first captain. 1967 captain, Lou Angotti. Jeremy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm
here. Oh, yeah, we got a bad phone on Jeremy. He's too fuzzy. It can't go Lou Angotti, man. He was the first Flyer captain.
He can't go back that far. He looked that up in an almanac.
He probably did. It sounded like a funny name. Yeah. But he was like with their expansion team. He was their captain. They first came into the league.
Before they,
see, I know my Flyer history. Flyer fans, they're going, what? Who in Gaudy?
Yeah, there was people still on social media still mad. Like,
of course.
You don't talk about the Flyers, they're mad.
Yeah.
We do talk about the Flyers because we're cup crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they think we're being sarcastic when we're really not. This team has a real shot.
Listen, man, whatever. Whatever your insecurities are, I got it. You know,
we're just here to support.
We just
the
do
team.
Our job.
I'm just
we do our
crazy.
Job. Here you go. Here's a couple obscure Flyers. Carl Dykhouse.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Dan McGillis.
Great. Great.
He had the big shot, I believe. Right? He had the big slap shot.
Yeah.
And Peter Svoboda.
Great one. Said that to Ty earlier.
Did
off
you?
The air. Yeah.
He had Peter Svoboda?
Svoboda.
I have a funny Peter Svoboda story.
Let's hear it.
Well, I don't know.
Can't.
No. He was in the locker room. They actually took a video of this. It was hysterical. do you remember Phil Andrews, who was Channel 6? All right. So Phil Andrews was showing him a Playboy magazine that had a photo, a black and white photo spread of former German champion figure skater Katharina Witt.
Okay.
Oh. And Svoboda was fawning over the photo shoot.
Oh my goodness.
I can't say what he said.
But he said something that was
But he
funny.
Said it with an accent. Like,
right.
He had that, what was he? He was Czechoslovakian, I guess.
I believe, or...
Yeah. Yeah. And he had that funny accent. It came out, like, real funny what he said.
But, I'll have to tell.
Anyway, it's an inside story, and I'm sorry I brought it up because it means nothing to the people out there now. Let's go to Shane in the... we're at Northeast. Shane, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shane.
Hey, Mike, love the show.
What's up, Shane?
Love your team and Tyron and Natalie back there.
Thanks, buddy.
Just, two comments on the Flyers. And even before that, I had Dan McGillis lined up for you.
Did you?
Stopped it right before the call, yeah.
Dan McGillis. What did they get him from? Who did they get him from? Edmonton?
I don't know, but...
I forget who they got him.
Yeah, as a kid, I remember he gave me a puck over the boards way back, and I think I always remember if he was paired with Therrien or not, but he was always one of my dad's favorites for I don't even know why, but always a solid guy back there.
Yeah, he was solid.
So, yeah, quick 2 points. I love the three-headed monster up front. I love the Giroux, Couturier, Voracek line. I think maybe in the past they always wanted to break up centers and things like that. But I think that's just the direction of the NHL right now. I mean, you see Toronto doing it with their big star power. The Capitals have done it for years.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that move of just really solidifying Claude up there with your two other stars on one line and just kind of front.
Well, it's working out for him. This guy's pushing all the buttons. He's got the lines all in sync.
Yeah, and then next point. I know we've been talking about PK for a year or two now. He's a scorer, but I'm really hoping he develops into that like pure shooter that we've been missing for decades. I don't know if he'll go that way, but I think just solid.
He's my favorite. He's my favorite guy. I love the way he plays.
So much upside.
He's
so
a talent sniper, but he's also kind of like nasty.
Yeah,
he's that's funny because he's a nasty guy without the size to be nasty, which endears him to me. You know?
Yeah. And even on the topic of this young stud, Provorov, I mean, I forget what his contract is, but I mean, I want him for his entire career already.
I think they've already. They already realized that, I think.
Yeah. So the other obscure flyers I had, one guy, I think probably right after McGillis was Mike Rafke.
Mike Rafke.
Didn't do much, but.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. That's a pretty good call, bro.
I mean, I think he's probably like Hatcher or something. Just two huge guys back there.
Yep, Mike Rafferty.
Two other guys. One's a star, and one was definitely a Philadelphia favorite at the time. But Sammy Kapanen, and then one guy wasn't here too long, but one of my favorite players, Tony Amonte. He's a star power.
Yeah, Tony Amonte. Yep, both of them are pretty good. All right, brother. Here's your general knowledge question, but it's basketball.
All right.
So this is the top 10 league leaders of the 2010s. So let's go with total points. Give me three of the top five total point leading scorers in this decade.
LeBron James.
That's one of them.
Yeah, I don't know when Steph turned it on, but I might go Steph.
He's just outside. What did I say? Give me three of the top five? Oh, he's fifth. Yeah, so that's two. Hey. That's two. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You got one more.
Durant.
That's correct. Durant is second. Hold on a second. The other two are?
So you named Curry. Who else scored?
LeBron. KD, the third, the fourth, and then Curry.
Third to fourth. I think over the decade.
Over the decade.
Correct. So the guy had to have played in all 10 years, most likely, to get enough points in the decade out of the year.
I think so.
Harden.
True.
Yeah,
he's third.
Yeah, Harden's up there. And then who else is prolific with scoring? Is this DeRozan again?
Nope.
He scored a lot of points.
Close, though.
All right.
He's seventh.
Seventh. Who's fourth?
Russell Westbrook. Who's sixth? LaMarcus Aldridge.
See, no, he played, but he's the guy's just real consistent.
Unbelievable. He's on a lot of these lists.
He's going to be probably in. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I never even considered that. But you look at all these lists. He's on most of them. Huh. All right, let's go, Vicente on a cell. What's up, Vicente?
Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigo, Vicente. ¿Qué tal? What's up, buddy?
I was just thinking about our old friend, Eric Johnson. He sends regards.
Oh, you run into Eric Johnson?
Well, no. I was talking to him because he's now playing the 80s music.
Yes, I know. He's at another radio station. Yes.
Right, yes.
Yes.
I would say.
Uh-huh.
But he asked me about you. How is our group from The Fanatic doing?
Well, he can turn on the radio, figure out how we're doing. That's right. He's actually doing radio now.
Yeah,
right? he's on air.
He's a DJ.
Yes, that was always in his heart.
Right.
Yeah.
So I actually wanted to finish my work over here and teleworking and try to close the computer and try to enjoy the weekend. But I was surprised that you're talking about Wednesday trivia questions on Friday because. You know, what happened on Wednesday, you close up early.
Yes, we do. We close up early in two straight days. That's right.
I wanted to talk about that. I'm excited because the Eagles decided to resign number 75. You know, there's something in common between the defensive end 75 and myself. What is the thing common?
So you like that signing?
Yes, because he's my friend. I have his autograph. I went to meet him and talked to him for about like 15 minutes.
Well, just because he's your friend, that doesn't mean he's going to help the squad, Vicente. You got to go beyond Vicente world here.
I can guarantee you he's a very good deep end behind Barnett and the other guys. And, you know, he's going to make the 53 roster.
He's going to make the roster, but he's a jugador promedio.
No. Muy bueno. Listen.
Yeah.
His name and my name are Beanie.
All right.
Curry! 75, Superman.
I got you. All right, listen, I'm going to give you a shot at this general knowledge here.
Okay.
First lines of songs. This should be right up your alley because you know all of these songs. Am I right?
Let's see. I hope I'm familiar with the song.
All right, let's go with this one. I'm trying to get something for you here that's you're going to actually have a fair chance of getting.
Okay.
So, let's go with, in the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey.
In the time of chimpanzees,
I was a monkey.
Is that a lyric of a song?
It's the first lyric of the song. In a time of the this is probably too hard for you. All right, how about if I give you this one here?
Okay.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
That's Billy Joel, Uptown Girl.
Oh, it's not. Sorry, brother. That's Don't Stop Believing by Journey. And the other one was, anybody got it?
It was Loser, right, by Beck.
Loser by Beck. In a time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey.
Yeah, that was the first CD my wife ever bought.
Oh, is that right?
That's how I knew, yeah.
Oh, all right. All right, we'll take a break. Guess what's coming up? Sound off for Friday, but that doesn't mean the end of the show because we're coming back at 6 o'clock and give you 15 more minutes of brilliance and your phone calls right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Yes, it's time for pandemic sound off. Yes, we do it during the pandemic once a week. We do it on Friday. We assemble as many calls as we can. We put together a sound off for a special Friday presentation. The sound off line, you should know it by now, but for next week, it's 610-771-9705. All right, let's check out and see what we have on sound off today.
Our boy Kevin Hayes is studying Maurice Cheek's highlight film because he's dropping dimes like Mo. Freaking love it.
There you go. Even though Cheeks and the Flyers. I like it too.
This is the second night that I went to bed disappointed watching the Sixers. They've given up 130 points to the San Antonio Spurs, 127 to the Indiana Pacers. Why is this team not better than they are?
Well, I agree with your defense has not been stellar. It's got to improve. The coach even said it's got to improve. But there's been a lot of scoring so far in these early games because I don't know what would be the reason.
That's probably not dialed shape. In yet.
Yeah, they're not totally in basketball shape for fourth quarter. Probably. You know, it is problematic. They've given up a lot of points in the fourth quarter. This team, and that shouldn't happen. So that may be reflective of the shape. We'll see. We just got to keep taking inventory of this.
Come on, Sixers. You got to do better. These are seeding games. You can't come out looking like this when you've got your crew and they've got a guy who, he's in for 51 points that could barely even make my father's 51 and over rec league games. Come on, man. You got to play better than this.
Well, let's look. I'm not disagreeing with you, but the seeding is pretty much decided. They're going to move into the fifth spot and play the Heat. Guys, Indiana got beat last night by a bad team, right?
Yeah.
They got whacked.
Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah. Phoenix beat them. So the seeding is they're going to be fifth. They're 2-1. They probably win tonight.
We'll see what happens this weekend.
We'll see. Can they beat the Heat? I think they can.
I'm just letting you know the Sixers season started off bad for me with the intro of Coach Lynam as the Leprechaun. Kobe got my man looking like a bridge toll. Or damn, my damn garden gnome. I'm praying for us all. Love you guys.
He does look a little garden gnome.
That's a violation.
But he's sticking with it. You know, I guess you got to admire it.
Yeah, he's owning it.
He's sticking with it. He's owning it. I don't know if it's the best look, but to him, it works. So, there we go.
Hey, Mike, to add to the realism of the game, since there's no crowds or anything like that, why don't we pipe some sound into the Flyers games that are considered home games? Like, for instance, the Flyers are going to go on the Pico Power Play.
Wasn't there plans to do that at first?
They will. They are going to do that.
They are going to do it?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure once the playoffs start. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What about the crowd noise? Has the NHL not done that?
Not as much as the NBA.
The NBA's got it down with science, man. It's great the way they're orchestrating it. And by the way, I gotta get it. All right, let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of SoundStar. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic Same Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good morning. See you later.
All right, that was sound off. Don't go away, because we're here for 15 more minutes to take your calls into 6 o'clock hour. Say goodbye to our TV audience as NBC Sports Philadelphia leads you into the Sixers pregame show. We'll take a break. Philly's pregame show. We're back after this. 6 o'clock hour, Mike Missinelli Show continues.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, 6 o'clock, we're still on the air. Yes, so we're on the air for a little longer. So we lead you in to the Sixers pregame show with Devon Gibbons. The 6 o'clock hour of the Mike Miss Show is brought to us by Family & Company Jewelers. Check them out on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. A little bonus time for the show here. So let's go right back to the phones with Chris in Jersey. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Mike, you guys rock. Great show as usual.
Thanks, bud.
I'll try to be quick. I got a couple names up. No problem, man. Every day. I'm going with a couple names here, flyer names. All right. What about Carcillo?
Dan Carcillo, the car bomb.
My girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend loved him. He was relentless. He didn't care. He was good, but not phenomenal.
He stunk. Come on. He was good. Where was he good?
He wasn't great. You said good, but not great.
He was horrible. Yeah.
Wasn't he replaced by Ronaldo and they hated each other or something?
I don't know. Did they hate each other? They were kind of the same non-player.
Yeah, exactly.
The car bomb.
Okay, what about Garth Snow?
Well, yeah, it was goalie. Yeah. But actually, Garth Snow was, when they were in a Stanley Cup run, they were, that's the last time they used two goalies. That was Hextall and Snow they used against the Rangers, I think it was.
He
did have the big pass.
Extra big pads.
Yes, he did have the big pass.
And they were complaining about
exactly.
It. What about Brashear? Donald Brashear?
You gave me a couple fighters. Yeah, they were famous because they fought. So that took them out of the obscurity.
Yeah. I definitely want a general knowledge.
Okay, here's your general knowledge.
Okay.
Ready? All right, this is Shakespearean quotes.
Hopefully music.
It's not music. It's Shakespearean quotes, but you should get this. All right, this comes from Julius Caesar.
Okay.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your blank.
To your ear. No, lend me your ear.
We're going to give it to you. It's lend me your ears. But you got it. Friends, Roman, countrymen, lend me your ears. All right, let's go, Patrick, Northeast Philly. Patrick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Patrick?
Mikey Miss, what's up, brother?
What's up, bud?
Well, Martinez, and I'm an old friend of yours. I don't know if you remember, man. First time I reached out to you, I wrote you a handwritten letter on yellow legal tablet paper about 7 years ago from the State Correctional Institution at Greater.
Remember you. I got back to you.
You damn right you did, man. And then I called you up when I got out, and I got grinded up by Martinez, man.
First of all, tell me about are you doing okay?
I'm now going into my 8th year since I've been home, clean and sober. I'll celebrate 8 years of continuous sobriety on March 7th, 2021. I haven't picked up a drink or a drug.
Good job, man. That's great news, Patrick.
Yeah, I'm still working full time, and I'm back at the old job, so I'm out on the road, and I'm listening to you guys. I love the addition of Nat and Tyrone, man. They're a great addition to the show, and these three together, man, kick butt. I love
Fantastic. And I remember you telling me that you would listen to the show all the time when you were
I
in
did. As a matter of fact, they used to call me the gate rattler, man, because at about 3 o'clock, I would tell everybody when you were talking about a good topic, I'd scream on the gate. 97.5, listen to Mikey Miss.
That's awesome. Down the chair. I know. We were big in the joint. I love
400 guys at the back end of B Block upstate Correctional Institution at Graterford, man. You had the whole block going crazy.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
That's cool, Pat. I'm glad you're doing well.
Yeah. So anyhow, listen, I've been a Sixers fan since the mid-80s, man. If you ask me who my favorite baseball player was, I'd tell you Charles Barkley. That's how much I love Barkley and the Sixers.
Yeah.
He was an identity for the Sixers. Iverson was an identity for the Sixers.
Yeah.
Now we got two superstars on this team. Yet they still gain no identity. There's nobody leading.
Yeah, well, you're right. It's not there yet. It's not there yet.
Not there yet. I mean, I don't know when it's going to get there.
I still have hope, Patrick. I can't give up hope yet.
Well, I do too. I'm a 4-for-4. First favorite sport is basketball, so I'm definitely a rabid Sixers fan. But unless they catch some lightning in a bottle, man, I just don't see it happening. I really don't.
I think you're right.
Hey, I got one other question, man, for Nat, if he's still there, man. I got a feeling, man. I'm a Northeast Philly guy myself, and I played basketball growing up. And she's got a unique last name, and I really believe that somebody she might be related to was my basketball coach growing up when I played UIL ball.
What was his name?
Joe Eganoff. So his dad.
Natalie. What? Joe Eganoff. What?
Yeah, he's a relative.
He's a relative.
Yeah.
There you go.
He was my CYO coach at Our Lady of Calvary.
Joe.
But let me get a general knowledge.
All right, here's your general knowledge question. The general knowledge question is the general knowledge category. What TV family had a robot housekeeper named Rosie?
The Jetsons.
That's correct. Hold on, Patrick. What else could it be? The Jetsons. Yeah.
There was another show called Small Wonder that had a robot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Rosie was solid.
Yeah.
A little bit of a smart aleck for me. Yeah.
Rosie?
Yeah, a little smart aleck sometimes.
What, for being a Rosie? Yeah, for like just little, having a role?
Yeah, you think you're cute with these little one-liners, Rosie. Throw some water on you, you keep talking.
You won the short circuit, Rosie. Man, yeah. You're evil, dude.
Rosie talking too much trash.
Come on. Josh and Matty on 97.5 The Fanatic. Josh.
I love it. I would have done the same thing. Yeah, she was a little fresh.
She was fresh. I love that term. She's fresh.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, quick question for you. With obviously the Sixers in, you know, no Ben mode, what's your thoughts on them bringing everybody back if they short out?
And, I think they will. Well, you talk about the stars. They'll all be back.
I'm talking about Brett because we haven't had a
Brett will not be back.
You don't think so?
No. Unless they get to the finals.
Like, they don't have much room cap space. Is there anything they're going to do in terms of...
They're going to have to figure it out, man. That's why Elton Brand gets paid a lot of money. Figure it out. But you're going to have to come up with a more solid foundation than this.
Yeah. All right, I got a flyer for you. Demetrius Yuskevich?
It's a good one. Demetrius Yuskevich is a good one. How about Tertishny? Wasn't that the guy that got killed in the boat?
Yeah, he got. Yeah, he fell.
Oh, wow! I remember that night.
Yeah, the propeller got him. Mm.
That was the same year that Dean Hart died.
Was it?
Yeah, that was tragic.
That was a tragic. That was a tragedy. All right, man. Here's your general knowledge question. All right, we got NBA leaders in the 2010 decade. All right, so let's move over to 3-point shooting percentage. Give me two of the top three leading 3-point shooting percentage guys in this decade.
Klay Thompson.
Klay's one of them. Steph Curry's the other. You got it. If you give me the third one, you'll show me that you're exceptional.
All right. So I said, let's see. Not going to be Harden. I'll go Steph.
You'll go Steph. You already gave me Steph.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You don't have to.
I'll go with brother Seth. I'll go Seth.
Seth. No, it's not. But you won. You got two. The third. Oh, our favorite guy.
Oh,
JJ Redick.
Korver's on this list. Has to be.
For some reason he's not. This must be. I don't understand. Must be minutes played or something. Because he should be on this list. He's not listed. So there must be some kind of caveat here.
Is Joe Harris on that list?
No. CJ McCollum. See, they should give you what the criterion is because it's got to be a certain amount of games played.
Or a number of shots. Yeah, it's got to be something because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's CJ McCollum and Pau Gasol. What? Gasol?
But he probably only took three.
Yeah, that's a weird category.
Yeah. But he won, so.
All right, let's go Alan in Northeast Philly. Alan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alan.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Alan?
No, I actually met you at the pierogi tailgate. I was with my daughter. We won the ticket to the Jets game.
Yes.
You know, in the raffle.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. Right, yeah, it was right. Pierogi so, heaven we were in there.
Yeah, pierogi, right. Uh-huh. I took the steak, but whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling you. My question is, like, I understand the Sixers, Phillies, and all of that. My question is, between Jason Peters and Reggie White, who would win that battle?
Between Jason Peters and Reggie White.
I
think Reggie White is like a deity, so I don't know if there's any offensive lineman.
No question.
He's the best that I think ever played at that position.
Ray Thomas, he was a left tackle too, but you know, between Reggie and
Reggie actually came from the other side, so that's why like he played the left end. And
but if they matched up,
if they matched up, I still think Reggie would get the best of them.
All right, that's my only. Honestly, I'm calling in. Look, Sixers, they're not going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brett Brown, I like him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah,
I'm a nice guy. We don't get paid for being nice guys. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. Listen, this is a work in progress. We follow it along, and then we make our conclusions. Well, guess what's coming up next? Sixer pregame show. Sixers and Magic tonight. They're a favorite, 5.5. Stay tuned for the pregame show with the great Devon Gibbons. Everybody have a great rest of the weekend. Be safe out there. Get out of the rain tonight. All right? We'll talk to you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.